you're gonna die. Like, it's the craziest straight, and boats flip over. And so, yeah, we were a little.
That's Dan Bindi. He sat in a Walmart in Minnesota as he recounted to me his experience hiking from Yakutat in the northern reaches of Alaska's Inside Passage to Unimak, the largest and easternmost of the Aleutian Islands. He says that people repeatedly warned him and his friend and fellow hiker, Kawak Naweng, that crossing the strait between False Pass, a town located on Unimak Island, and the Alaska Peninsula could be incredibly dangerous, that sometimes even large boats don't make it, let alone hikers in blow-up packable rafts.
Even one of the bush pilots is like, oh yeah, I'll probably be down there and I'll have to rescue you. But
that was the final stretch of their four-month-long trip. Less than 1 mile in a nearly 2,500-mile journey. So Bindi and Naweng came prepared with food and supplies, took their time, and waited for safe conditions. Bindi says they made it across safely and with ease, traversed the island, and spent their final day at Cape Sarachef on the western side of Unimak.
Yeah, just waterfalls in so many caves. And we had 2 weeks of beautiful weather, getting views of Shishaldin and being able to see the caldera on the island. It was really, really nice, that last section.
Bindi says the hike was made up of smaller sections that he and Naweng slowly pieced together. From Yakutat, he hiked across the Lost Coast, up the Copper River to the Wrangell Mountains, and up to Denali, into the Alaska Range, and finally into the Aleutian Range. He says he and Naweng took the hike week by week without thinking too much about their final destination. Along the way, Bindi says he encountered some hair-raising and literally sticky situations, including glacier river crossings and deep, treacherous pockets of mud that left him trapped just 200 feet from a grizzly bear. Not only did Bindi have predators, icy temperatures, and dangerous terrain to worry about, but he says even small things, like salmon, were a cause for concern.
There was a fish that jumped in my boat. As I'm going across the Ugashik Bay at night, at like midnight, because I took too much time off in town. And yeah, there's a fish that jumped in. And then right before that, I think a salmon or something that was trying to eat that smaller fish, like, hit my paddle. And I was like, oh man, if a salmon tries biting my boat, I'm like toast.
Now that he's back in Minnesota, doing odd jobs like masonry work, Bindi is less worried about killer salmon and more about saving up for his next adventure. After his four-month Alaska traverse, Bindi says he's got some saving up to do.
So now I'm at, like, ground zero, so I might actually have to work all year. We'll see, though. But South America is on the list. The Ural Mountains in Russia, Kazakhstan. There's a lot of different ideas that I would love to do. I just don't know.
Included in those, and probably first on the list, he says, is to finish a trip he started in India, making his way by motorcycle. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.